This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Just how dishonest is the New York Times? It's really a philosophical question. It's hard to answer directly. Let's see. How drunk was the guy you saw passed out in the men's room at a Packers game? How angry is Hillary Clinton at her husband? Well, the answer in all cases is very. Extremely. So thoroughly and so totally that it's hard to put into words. So instead of describing the dishonesty of the New York Times with conventional adjectives, we'll give you a specific example, because we think it tells you more. So last week, the paper told us that the best-selling book in the United States was a title called I'm Glad My Mom Died by a child actress called Jeanette McCurdy. But that was not true. That book was not the best-selling book in America. In fact, the best-selling book in America last week was The Great Reset and the War for the World, written by Alex Jones. Jones sold more than 56,000 copies of his book last week. Jeanette McCurdy, whatever her merits, we have no idea, sold 34,686 copies of her book. So Alex Jones sold a lot more books. Alex Jones had the biggest book in the country. But the New York Times lied about that because the New York Times doesn't want you to know that. The New York Times wants you to believe that Alex Jones is more discredited than the New York Times, the paper that started the Iraq War by lying about weapons of mass destruction and got a million people killed. But Alex Jones is worse. He's a mental patient. No one listens to him. So they lied about his book. What else are they lying about? You wonder.
Since you mentioned The Great Reset and the War for the World that you champion, and I really appreciate you reading it, it was easy to write. It's their quotes. It's their battle plan. What if people would have read Mein Kampf that Hitler wrote? Everything he said in the book, he did. Well, this is their Mein Kampf. This is their admissions right here. This is their confessions. That's why I call it the blueprint of the Death Star.
No, listen, here's the beauty of the book. You actually quote them at length. You take a couple of the top books, you take a couple of the top thinkers, you tie it all together, and this is what people have to understand. Look, once you read this, you understand what we're up against, okay? You'll understand exactly what this apparatus, what Alex calls it, the Death Star. But you understand what we're up against, and we're not going to back off this. We can't back off it. The United States is actually the centerpiece of this battle, because they understand, just like in the Revolutionary War, if they can take the liberty and freedom of American citizens, they can take it anywhere. And that's why you have to fight back. And by the way, Alex, I not just read it, I tell everybody, get a pen. I always get my great pens here. I had my pen and I'm underlining everything. And here's the beauty of it. You footnote everything. This is not Alex Jones' opinions. What Alex Jones' team has done is pulled it all together. It's all referenced right there. You can go to a footnote. I know you've got an online site about it too. That's why I think Tony Lyons, the guys at Skyhorse, did such a great job. But listen, once you read this book, you understand why the Alex Joneses and the Steve Bannons are not going to back off. There's all kind of other things we could do. There's all kind of other things Trump could do. There's all kind of other things Tucker Carlson could do. We're all in this fight.
Get your signed copy of the number one book in America and help keep InfoWars on the air. The Great Reset and the War for the World by Alex Jones. Available exclusively right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Signed copies exclusive. Signed copies are exclusive. InfoWarsStore.com.
Oh, no, I don't even know what this is. How did you get here?
I just caught you, American. You visited a band on video. Oh, Mark Zuckerberg and others angry at you. Do what CNN says and do not visit Man.video or I have to hurt your eyes.
Kung Flu. It comes from China.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is an information war. To have the number one book in the world, which it is today, not just in the U.S., is a giant victory. Thank you all for your ongoing support and what you've done. So much news, so much great info. We're going to be covering it all next segment. But you can buy the book at any major bookstore, though. I'm told they're sold out. It'd be even a bigger bestseller, but they can't print them fast enough. But if you really want to support InfoWars, get immediate money to our operation we need. It's a fundraiser, just like NPR charges, $200 for a T-shirt, $100 for a ball cap, $50 for a coffee cup. even though they get taxpayer money. We don't get taxpayer money. They need that to operate their enemy operation. Well, we're doing this with the markup on the signed books, which we're offering because we got the other ones out. They've now, as of today, all the pre-ordered books and all the signed books I got behind a couple weeks, they've all been shipped. Thanks to those of you that got them. You either got them or they're on their way to you in the mail right now. But now we're offering limited signed books again exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
People ask me all the time, what is your best nootropic? You've got TurboForce, you've got BrainForce Plus, and you've got BrainForce Ultra. Which one is better? And that's like asking, what's better, a Ford F-150 or a Cadillac or a Ferrari? It's different strokes for different folks. It varies. All three are different formulas. All three do different things. TurboForce is 10 hours of clean, out-of-control energy. I can't even take a whole pack myself. BrainForce Plus is a long-term acting clean nootropic. This BrainForce Ultra is a super fast-acting nootropic that creates incredible clarity but doesn't last very long. They're all three different formulas. And finally, back in stock, massively discounted, BrainForce Ultra is available at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Fortunę tanto, Bogu odbiera, spiriti rati pusto celis. Fortunę amici, Bogu odbiera, sustra di prefelis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Cover in the second hour ahead of a human health and human services scientist that was an advisor to Trump who warned him about Operation Warp Speed and tried to get the different treatments out there that were natural. We have a special guest joining us coming up in the third hour today. And then, of course, Jason Vermes will also be hosting with a lot of news he's breaking in the fourth hour. But Dr. Paul E. Alexander in studio with huge breaking news coming up next hour. But we have to illustrate the insane absurdity and hypocrisy and just naked corruption of the Democratic Party and the globalist UN operation to break our borders by collapsing the third world and flooding us. And so the Texas governor and DeSantis have been shipping plane loads and bus loads of the millions of illegals, just a few thousand a week, to Chicago, to New York, but now they're shipping them to elitist enclaves like Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts, where Barack Obama and many other globalists live, and they are freaking out, saying, how dare you, this is terrible. I mean, imagine, they don't keep their mouth shut, they think their own constituents won't understand that America's been flooded by millions of illegals a month. It's 5-6 times even what Obama did. Estimates are 10 million a year just coming through Texas alone. Almost all of them just let in. Many of them smuggling kidnapped kids. And so now they're not busing little kids that have been kidnapped like the Democrats are all over the country. They're shipping men. Men. To all these different places. That's smart of DeSantis and of Abbott to not be involved in the trafficking of children. But if you're going to come here illegally, if DHS is going to let them go, we're going to put them on buses and say, hey, you're not going to South Side of Chicago or South Dallas. And I mean, talking super dangerous places like South Dallas and South Chicago. You aren't going to the Bronx. You're not going to Harlem. You're not going to D.C. You are going to Martha's Vineyard, or you're going to Kamala Harris's house. Texas governor drops busloads of migrants, illegal aliens, off outside Kamala Harris's residence. Two buses of migrants sent by Texas Governor Abbott arrived on Thursday morning outside U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris's residence in Washington, D.C. Fox News reports. We just showed you that if you're a TV viewer. Ron DeSantis sends two planes of illegal immigrants to Martha's Vineyard. And how did John Brennan, former head of the CIA, and filmmaker Ken Burns, John Berman, not the CIA guy, John Berman, excuse me, I got that mixed up. How did John Berman and filmmaker Ken Burns, how did they spin that? They said DeSantis shipping these people that they've told to come here, Remember, Biden said, come here, flood the border. Remember, that guy's fine, that quote. We don't play that in probably a year. It was like 2 years ago. He's about to steal the election. And he gets up and he says, once I get elected, I want you to literally flood the United States. They all show up by the millions wearing Biden shirts. Remember? I mean, that is so incredible. And then Kamala Harris says, oh, there is no broken border. There's no problem. So John Berman and filmmaker Ken Burns liken this to the Holocaust. So shipping people to Kamala Harris's house, shipping people to Martha's Vineyard, to Barack Obama's house, it's the Holocaust. Now, when people talk about genocide in Africa, the ADL says, don't you liken the genocide in Africa to the Holocaust? Nothing's as bad as the Holocaust. I think the Holocaust was terrible. I think Hitler was bad. But, you know, mass murder is mass murder. Genocide is genocide. This is bad whether it happens to an African or a Jewish person or anybody. I think we basically agree on that. But the left is now likening January 6th to worse than Pearl Harbor, worse than 9/11, preposterous, ridiculous. And now they're likening, questioning the flooding of the country and then shipping people to elitist areas as the Holocaust. Here it is.
This is history. All of your documentaries are about history.
Yeah.
But all of them also make you think about where we are
exactly now.
And we woke up to the news this morning that Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida sent two plane loads of migrants to Martha's Vineyard off the coast of Massachusetts, including kids and whatnot. And I'm not saying this is not a one-for-one. This is not a parallel here in any way. But it does address some of the same themes that are part of this documentary.
Well, it's the abstraction of human life. It's basically saying that you can use a human life that is as valuable as yours or mine or Lynn's, and to put it in a position of becoming a political pawn in somebody's authoritarian game. This is the coming straight out of the authoritarian playbook. This is what's so disturbing about DeSantis, is to use human beings, to weaponize human beings for a political purpose. It's like when somebody disagrees with him in Florida, like the Walt Disney Company, he punishes them. This is not the actions of a person participating in a democratic process in which there's an exchange of ideas. This is about punishing political enemies, putting on shows, political theater. And in this case, this is with the lives of human beings. And what's so ironic is these are Venezuelan refugees, which DeSantis should be supporting because they're trying to flee the corruption of a left-wing government and all of the pain there. And so the level of cynicism is beyond that. And what we find in all our films is that the themes that we engage in the past are present today. And so when you look at the story that we're telling of the U.S. and the Holocaust, you understand that the time to save a democracy is before it's lost. We promise you.
Ken Burns, Lynn Novick, I want people to watch this. It is wonderful. You are guaranteed to learn something, even people who think they know everything.
That is the most tone-deaf hypocrisy I've ever seen. The Democrats are surveilling speech. They're censoring it. The Democrats are bullying their political opponents and debanking them. The Democrats have FBI raids on thousands of people and 800 held in solitary confinement, many of them totally peaceful, awaiting kangaroo trials. And then he says that the Republicans are using people as political pawns when the left's telling these people to come here to vote illegally and to take jobs and lower wages as a permanent underclass. That's what fascists do. And he sits there with a straight face while everything he's saying that the Republicans are doing is exactly what he's doing in that little sweet, smart mouth NPR voice, hissing like a little snake. Go to sleep. I'm your friend. Everything's fine. It's just unspeakably ridiculous if you're actually informed and you know what's going on. So, let's go to this next clip. This is Florida. DeSantis sends planes with migrants to Martha's Vineyard. Here it is.
This morning, a surprising scene in Martha's Vineyard. Two planes filled with about 50 migrants landing on the island, according to emergency management officials. Authorities say the planes were sent from Florida Wednesday afternoon by Governor Ron DeSantis. This video, provided by DeSantis' office, which says it was obtained by a source on the ground, appears to show the migrants' arrival on the island. DeSantis' office saying the planes were part of the state's relocation program to transport illegal immigrants to sanctuary destinations, adding states like Massachusetts, New York, and California will better facilitate the care of these individuals who they have invited into our country by incentivizing illegal immigration.
This is really clearly a political stunt.
Republican Governor DeSantis borrowing a tactic from other Republican governors, moving migrants to other states in order
that's
to
it.
Protest.
So the only problem with this is it's not enough. It's not enough to ship a couple hundred a week to D.C. and to Chicago and to Martha's Vineyard. Ship them all. Ship them to Martha's Vineyard, that elitist snob place where the Black Lives Matter go to live because it's 99% white. Send them all there. They don't want to deal with them. They want to hide from the rest of everybody. And it'll shut down very, very quickly. I want to absolutely ship. I mean, what, they're saying it's a million a month? Let's do it in Texas, Arizona, Florida. Let's start shipping a million a month to New York, D.C., and Martha's Vineyard, and Chicago. And this will end overnight. They can't even handle a few thousand a week.
I knew black. You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thinks that they try to bully us and intimidate us, makes us cower. They don't know that we love a fight.
Gripping the wheel is not what Glenn White would desire. The wheels of his Mustang exploding on the highway like a slug of 45. True depth, 400 horsepower of maximum performance, piercing the night. This is Black Sunshine.
Yeah, 400 horsepower of Mustangs. Pretty good. I used to have a Mustang like that, a green one. When I was a college, try 1,000 Dodge Hemi horsepower with twin superchargers. 0 to 60 in about a second and a half. Even beat one of them Teslas. Dangerous. 200 miles an hour in about 8 seconds. That's Black Sunshine. You're not going to see a leftist press down the accelerator shooting down that tollway at 1 a.m. at 200 miles an hour. Not that I've ever done it. They just don't get it. We are in the arena, and we are alive. And being alive means you know you're going to die. Finally, high noon. Nothing matters. Blacktop. You don't live until you're ready to die. You don't win until you try and fail and fail and succeed and succeed and fail and succeed again. All right. You know, I sit here with a great audience of supporters. And Mike Lindell's a great guy. He's got a big support base. And we're still tough. We're being persecuted. But I think about people who was in my studio a year and a half ago, like Jeremy Brown, who had a great distinguished 20-plus year career in the Special Forces, did all sorts of missions for this country, all over the world, humanitarian, you name it. And he wouldn't be an informant against the Oath Keepers before January 6th. He tried to stop the violence at the Capitol as well, on record. And so they've grabbed him, and almost a year and a half later, he's in a maximum security gulag. And if they can do that to Jeremy Brown, they can do that to everybody. Here is the Gregory Report. It's at band.video. I hope you share it. Green Beret running for office and podcasting live from maximum security jail cell. Here it is.
Mr. Olson, on January 6, 2021, did the Department of Justice or FBI have any plainclothes officers among the crowd at the Capitol?
Senator, I'm not aware of whether or not there were plainclothes officers in among the crowd at the Capitol on January 6th.
Did any plainclothes officers enter the Capitol on January 6th?
I don't know the answer to that, Senator.
Did any FBI agents or confidential informants commit crimes of violence on January 6th?
I can't answer that, sir.
Did any FBI agents or FBI informants actively encourage and incite crimes of violence on January 6th?
Sir, I can't answer that.
While Congress asks questions,
and the Department of Justice plays dumb. Millions of us are well aware that the DOJ was responsible for the riots at the Capitol on January 6th that resulted in the prosecution of over 800 peaceful protesters and the death of four, including the brutal execution of Ashley Babbitt. They did it with people like Ray Epps and other unindicted co-conspirators who instigated violence within the crowd. And thanks to Americans like Jeremy Brown, we know how they found these unindicted co-conspirators to betray their own country in a would-be Reichstag fire for America. Right after Jeremy Brown joined the Oath Keepers in late 2020, the Department of Homeland Security, along with the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force, showed up at his door to try recruiting him to spy on them. Jeremy agreed to meet with the federal agents at a local restaurant where he recorded the conversation. In the audio, we can hear the feds attempting to recruit Jeremy with bribery tactics.
And again, I can't make any promises, but like, you provide information to prevent something big, the government pays for that.
And with intimidation and extortion.
We think that we can help you, we can help us, and we can definitely on this side of things, less aggravation.
And these two feds tell Jeremy that he is only one of 19 people they are assigned to.
You're one of 19 people that were going to knock on the door and say they're not home, or they are home, and we're like, can we just talk at some point?
We can meet on a monthly basis. We can chat when things are open, get a coffee.
After going public with this information, Jeremy Brown is then arrested by these same federal agents on October 2nd of 2021. He is then put in maximum security prison, where he remains to this day. Jeremy Brown served 17 years as a Green Beret, and staying true to the Special Forces creed to teach and fight wherever required, to excel in every art and artifice of war, to perform tasks in isolation, and if captured, to have the strength to spit upon the enemy. Brown is now podcasting live from Pinellas County Maximum Security Prison in Clearwater, Florida, at 10 a.m. Monday through Friday on Jeremy Brown Campaign at Rumble.com. Jeremy Brown is also running for Florida State Representative in District 62, where he is running against Michelle Rayner, who describes herself as a cisgender queer woman with pronouns she, they.
We have a governor and we have a legislature that is out of control. They have drawn maps that are racist, that are partisan, and that I believe, and quite frankly, many people believe, are illegal.
Thanks to Americans like Jeremy Brown, who refuse to give up on our freedoms, we are winning the information war. So support him, vote for him, and follow his podcast. And never forget the innocent Americans who are still to this day locked in the D.C. gulag for protesting a rigged election.
We have to acknowledge what is happening in this country. And what is happening in this country is that military-grade weapons and tactics are being used against the people because America is the final roadblock to global tyranny. I hope that this podcast can bring a little bit of knowledge to you so that you die at a nice, healthy, ripe old age and not at the hands of some tyrant who has used your own ignorance to enslave, torture, and then murder you.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
So there's a globalist takeover happening. An InfoWars audience is seen as the number one enemy by the New World Order. There are the people that care. There are people that are informed, people that are involved. I salute you and thank you for that. But I want to just remind you that for those that have rolled over to this, it only gets worse. We're all in this together. And that's why realizing how intense the moment is, because we've been incrementally, like the frog in the pot, brought to this point. And if we don't stand up now and don't speak out now, which people are doing, they're going to win. Right now, the enemy's losing. They're throwing everything they've got at us, and that is exposing them in the process. All right, let's shift gears to World War III, the situation in Ukraine, and the attempted assassination of Vladimir Putin when we come back.
The Rage, for more than a decade, have been concentrated green powders with wheatgrass and so many other ingredients that are known to make us healthy, to make us vibrant, and to defend our immune systems. Now, over a year and a half ago, we came out with a product that was top sourced, top of the line, as good as gonna get. But then the supply chain broke down and it was sold out for more than a year. Finally, green fiber capsules, this big old bottle, jam-packed, is back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off. And this limited time, I don't have time to go into all the great things it does or what it has inside. But go to InfoWarsStore.com and look up green fiber capsules for yourself and see how amazing it is. And what's just as amazing is it funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air. We're all under globalist attack. They don't want you to have these essential nutrients that are in this product. Get yours today at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
signal again to listeners, because we are barely funding the operation staying on air in this critical time, and I thank you for your support, but I'm asking you to take action now. I told you, the supply chain broke down the last year and a half. We got way behind. We got in the hole. Finally, it shored up for a little while. Now it's going back where it was. We got a bunch of products that have been sold out back in stock. But going into this fall and this winter, you got to boost your immune system beforehand, not once you get sick. And with all the stuff they're pulling, the things that are going on, I think you're crazy if you're not taking a high-quality line of supplements that will do amazing things for your DNA, for your telomeres, for your cells. So we have Fortify Your Body's Natural Defenses ahead of fall and winter. Try our Mega Immune Support Supplements for up to 50% off. When you get the vitamin D3 gummies that are so amazing with calcium as well to help it absorb, you can get it 40% off by itself. You can get our vitamin C, there's the Linus Pauling dose, massive mega dose of it, with zinc for your immune system. When you get those individually, they're 40% off. But when you get them with DNA Force Plus, with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and so much more, they're 50% off. Back in stocks finally. InfoWarsStore.com. You could not do a smarter move for yourself and for your wife, your husband, your children, your family, old folks, you name it. Everybody needs this. Immune Supercharger Combo. Now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And then finally, we have the fundraiser book, only place you can get signed copies, the number one book in the world, The Great Reset and the War for the World, InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your fundraising support, InfoWarsStore.com, The Great Reset and the War for the World. And finally, another fundraiser we're launching right now with all these trials and tribulations we're up against is the Teddy Roosevelt Man of the Arena, one-of-a-kind, limited edition coin at 1776coin.com. Own a piece of history and know you funded the InfoWar and your own defense of liberty at a critical time. Everybody, go to 1776coin.com and don't procrastinate. This is critical. All right. The globalists started the war in Ukraine. And I said back when it started, this is a trap. I said maybe they'll fold, but I said it's probably going to become a quagmire. The so-called U.S. government run by the globalists is putting $1 billion a week of weapons into Ukraine, incredibly high-tech weapons. One-man teams can carry 2 to 3 little drones. They're GPS controlled by the CIA and Pentagon, and they fly out and they kill these people. I mean, it is just insane. And so the Russians more and more are threatening tactical nuclear weapons in Ukraine. They're now targeting civilians. They're now targeting power stations for the first time. This is a radical escalation. If you study Russian doctrine or NATO doctrine, they're the same. This goes to nuclear war. I talked to so many top military experts. They concur with my analysis. So you have an attempted assassination of Putin, we learned a month ago. The Ukrainians are bragging. The Russians confirm it. You've got all these other Russian leaders getting killed, 20-plus Russian generals being killed. This is how you get a nuclear war. So we just keep thinking things are going to go on forever, but it can end very, very quickly, ladies and gentlemen. This is on InfoWars.com. Prologue to Third World War. Kremlin reacts to security guarantees for Ukraine and says NATO promising security guarantees is an act of war by NATO, and they may go to nuclear war with NATO. I mean, this is just absolutely insane. Breaking. Assassination attempt of Vladimir Putin as tensions escalate in Ukraine. Here's CNN. Recent attacks on pro-Russian officials in southern Ukraine indicate signs of growing resistance movement. Putin ally dies of stroke in Russia's Far East. And it just goes on from there. So if you want to be concerned, and I know I am, this is what people should really, really be concerned about, because this is a big, big deal. And it's insanely dangerous. And it's like everything the control freaks, running the Justice Department, running the Pentagon, do is they've never been challenged. No one's ever stood up to them. And so they just continue on. They're starting war with China. I hate the communist Chinese, but that's insane. They're starting war with Russia. That's insane. They're dissolving our borders. They're annihilating our currency. They're going to raise interest rates The Federal Reserve's announced next week the biggest level in 20 years. That's going to kill the housing market. And even though it's a bubble, it's the bubble that keeps the economy going. So the establishment is annihilating the economy to consolidate power. And they expect crime. They expect violence. They expect riots. It's in the IMF World Bank documents we got in 2002. I wrote a book about it, Descent into Tyranny. How they would next do it to the Western world. And now they're doing it. And what's crazy is almost all the bureaucrats are lawyers. Almost all of them were actually never in the military. They've never been in a fist fight, much less kill somebody with their bare hands. And they just don't understand what they're conjuring. Chivalry is there by the most violent societies because they've been through hell and they want to protect women and children. But only people disconnected from the real violence of the universe and the veneer of civilization being destroyed, only people like that do things like this. This has destruction and war and collapse and famine and possible human extinction written all over it. So the world, even top analysts admit, you know, the international doomsday clock's the closest to midnight it's ever been, worse than the Cuban Missile Crisis, worse than any case in history, because we are on the precipice of total destruction. We're not on the eve of destruction. We're at the dawn of destruction. And you've got all these delusional bureaucrats and criminals at every level that just feel like it's going to go on forever. Because criminals have a blind spot to think 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 10, 20, 100 steps ahead. But anybody that can look 5, 6, 7, 8 steps ahead understands if you get rid of the rules of war, if you engage in unrestricted warfare, if you engage in criminal activities, if you commit crimes, you're going to undermine your own system and people are going to use those tactics against you. These tactics have been illegal for hundreds of years for a reason. Because every time the tactics of total war are used, you get that total war. And the truth is, when you push people too far and you commit massive crimes, you reap the whirlwind. Look at this headline. They're replacing every major CEO with operatives that will go against even the profit motive and cut the economy off. Hundreds of food processing plants have been blown up. This is on InfoWars.com. Shell CEO soon replaced by renewables boss, even though they don't have the renewables in 100 years. They're not replacing it. They're ending the energy system. They're collapsing civilization. But the good news is, from Australia to New Zealand to Canada, the U.S., Europe, and our militaries, U.S. Navy quietly cancels vaccine requirement for Navy SEALs because too many were quitting. And that's the good news is, they held the line and said, no, more of us should do it. I saw a video out of the U.K. I meant to play yesterday. Now get that video ready. I'll tell you about it when we come back at a shopping.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get or due to eating an unhealthy diet or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Corporations, the authoritarian, Great Reset, Klaus Schwab, New World Order, they are making their move through the Democratic Party. They see the Tea Party and Trumpism and all the rest of it as making a move of populism, so they put everything down the Democrats. The Democrats aren't hiding that they want to censor or arrest their political opposition or track everything we do and just sew it up. And so, yes, we're going towards Venezuela. Guaranteed, that's their admitted goal, bankrupt the country to bring us to our knees. Now they're in full panic mode because they understand that the right wing in America is populist, they're energized, and they know about the New World Order, and that's why the globalists and the left hate me so much, is because they give me the credit, more than anybody, of energizing the Tea Party with an anti-New World Order system, which is really what it is. And so that's why I'm so hated.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight.
You know, when you read about serial killers, they're all over the world. They're in Africa, they're in Asia, they're in America, they're in Europe, they're in Latin America. Like, why do you go and grab a girl, a little girl out of their backyard and go torture them and rape them and kill them? Those of us that aren't into that, it just seems so horrible and so repulsive. But for them, it's a feeling of satisfaction in being alive, and they enjoy it. So when you look at Anthony Fauci or you look at Bill Gates or you look at any of these people, you have to realize that that's their religion, is power and control. And they get a really sick thrill out of doing that. And so I have all these reports. I mean, without even looking, every day I see 20, 30, 40 reports of American high school football players, basketball players, track runners, sports people having heart attacks. And then I've interviewed cardiologists, and I've interviewed scientists, and I've interviewed virologists, and I've interviewed them, and they said, well, listen, the COVID-19 shot, whether it's Moderna, Pfizer, J&J, or AstraZeneca, it all creates a spike protein, creates lesions in the heart, particularly in young people, and it doesn't kill you until you get up into a high aerobic state. So all these European governments, I covered this in the first hour, they're suddenly banning the COVID shots in under 50. And again, why are they doing that? Because the public's waking up, and because it's overwhelming, and because they know. But how did the government, how did the CDC in October of 2020, 3 months before they released the shot, say, here's the 27 things we think might happen? Myocarditis, heart swelling, heart attacks, all of it. Blood clots, cancer, infertility, because they'd already really tested it and they knew. And they were covering their ass in a private document saying that. The Israeli government 2 days ago, video came out with documents, they confirm it's real, saying, oh yeah, it doesn't help people. Almost everybody dying took the shot. What are we going to do? How do we cover this up? And somebody in the meeting decided, in the Israeli health department, in their National Department of Health, to release that because they've got a soul. But how did you get Gates and Fauci and all these people, as Denmark and Sweden and all these countries ban under 50 taking the shots, why do they do it? Because they get off on killing people. You know, I'm not into bondage. I'm not into pain. And a few times I was promiscuous growing up in high school and college, and I would get this incredible date, incredible woman, and they would want me to slap them around. And I'd say no, and they'd say, you're a wimp. Screw you. Get out of here. That happened at least twice. I'm like, I'm sorry. I don't want to slap you around. I don't want to punch you in the face. I don't want to beat you with a bullwhip. But that's a masochist. Or a sadomasochist, I guess, wants to cause pain. The point is, I'm not into pain, baby. I don't want to have pain. I'll take it if I got to defend people. Then I can take it and just turn it off. But I don't like it. I can turn it off, though. But imagine wanting to cause pain. I want to cause pleasure. And God wants to give us pleasure. God gave us sex and women and men and everything. All this food and sunsets and life and all of it was God gave us this, not the devil. So I was thinking today, I was like, shame on myself this morning. I said, I watch all these videos of this track person, this basketball star, this footballer, this rugby player, this soccer player dying or getting sick, and this top cyclist or this top swimmer having, you know, to quit, or this top golfer has to quit, or this, you know, I mean, it's everywhere. It's happening to get the shots. We have tens of thousands of percent increase in young people having heart attacks. Never used to happen. It's everywhere. Because it fries your heart. The next time you speed that sucker up, it's bye-bye. So this is the tree of death is what we're talking about here. So here's a clip. Bartlett teen suffers heart attack after finishing cross-country race. WREG, here it is.
A 17-year-old Bartlett High School cross-country runner is recovering in Florida after undergoing emergency heart surgery. Gabe Higginbotham had just completed a race Saturday in Pensacola when he started complaining of chest pains.
As WREG's Melissa Moon reports, he underwent a three-hour surgery, and now teammates, coaches, and the community are praying for his swift return to health.
He ran the race. He finished the race. He ran well. When he was done, he was tired.
But Chris Harmon, boys coach for Bartlett Cross Country and Track, says aside from the normal exhaustion, something just wasn't right with 17-year-old Gabe Higginbotham after competing Saturday in Pensacola, Florida.
He started complaining about his chest hurting and kept complaining. When we went to the trainer's tent, yeah, everybody initially thinks because it's hot, it's heat exhaustion. Yeah, so give him some some ice, but, you know, he's still complaining about his chest.
Gabe was eventually transported to a heart and vascular hospital in Gainesville, 5 hours away, for what Harmon was told was a 3-hour emergency heart surgery.
Figured out that he had an artery blocked and Dixit, and now they're just trying to figure out what caused it.
Gabe is recovering, but news of what happened came like a bolt out of the blue to teammates and supporters.
They're cross-country runners, so these guys are just slim and trim. They're fit. And so to see that there was something there, yeah, it kind of shocked everybody.
Joe Moore's 16-year-old son Andrew is on the team with Gabe, and Moore says what happened will make him take a closer look at his son's condition after he crosses the finish line.
But now it may be a little bit more of looking, watching them just a little bit closer, seeing if there's anything, just little, anything that's not normal.
Moore and other supporters immediately took steps to help Gabe and his family through this crisis.
A few of us got together and we decided to do a GoFundMe page, and so we started that up, and it's just blossomed from there.
Melissa Moon, WREG, News Channel 3.
And we reached Gabe's mother this morning, but she said her son was about to undergo more tests, and she didn't have time to talk.
They're doing this heart ablation where they burn away parts of the heart on thousands of young people a week. As young as 5 years old, they've taken the shot. But notice the adults all have Stockholm Syndrome. We're just looking for something weird. We don't know what caused this. Well, we know what caused it. You can bet your bottom dollar he took the Pfizer, Moderna, J&J shot. And so, if you got stung by a particular bee or a particular bug and then you got sick, you'd know the bug did it. I don't need to be an ornithologist to know what a bird is. I don't need to be an expert in insects to know what an insect is. I don't need to know why if a black widow bites me, I can have a big rot hole in my body that can kill me. If a rattlesnake bites me, I know my legs swell up because of the rattlesnake bite. It's the shots. But there's thousands of these videos. Gee, we just don't know why. In some schools, two of our football players had heart attacks. It's never happened in 60 years of this high school, but we just don't know. Gee, whatever. When we come back, I'm going to talk about the tree of death. And really what this is all about on the other side. It's very illustrative. I'll leave it at that. And if you understand this, you understand everything, because this is all a test to see what they can do to us. They want to kill us. But if they come with armies and troops and machine guns, we'll rally, we'll stand up, we'll beat them. But none of it comes via the medical system. And that's what it is. It's all confirmed. So they're doing this, and all these parents are such nice people and so simple and so friendly, they can't imagine the system's trying to kill them. That's what happens to most victims of crime. They can't believe it's happening to them, but it is happening to you. We'll be right back. InfoWars.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.